The Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter. Jesus was walking in the temple, in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How is Jesus at the center of your life? Why is Jesus the center of your life? Once again, in Revelation, we're offered an image of worship with the Lamb at the center. In this book of Revelation, we get a vision of practices, images, worship, and economics that are in contrast with Caesar's empire. When understanding this world behind the text, the context in which Revelation is written in, we can appreciate the vision of humanity grounded in that image of the Lamb who was slain, and how that now becomes for us anti-empire. Revelation points us to a future of radical inclusion. That is the kingdom that is and that is to come. We heard in our second lesson, "After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands." We are a universal church that includes all people from all nations. A Christianity that embraces nationalism, as we've seen expressions even here in our own country, is contrary to the vision that we have in Revelation and throughout the New Testament, including the commissioning that Jesus gives his own disciples to make disciples of all nations. Nationalism wants to build an earthly empire, but the way of the Lamb and that kingdom that is to come is not of this world. The community formed by the Lamb who was slain, Jesus Christ, is a community with no borders or barriers. We must always remember and proclaim that God is love. Love brings people together. Hate divides. The empires of this world need a scapegoat, The empires of this world must make it about us versus them. We see a lot of that in our world today. And division enables them to divide and conquer. That's the strategy, divide and conquer. While Jesus brings us together through love, not division. And it is sacrificial love, exemplified on the cross through a ministry of radical inclusion. Christ shows us the way of peace in a world filled with violence. We heard in our second lesson, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Another image of worship with the Lamb at the center. How is Jesus the center of your life? And why is Jesus the center of your life? Certainly on this side of heaven, it is hard to keep Jesus at the center of our lives. And I put myself first and foremost in that category. It is hard. It is an image of worship that we get here in Revelation that's beautiful, but it's certainly not easy to live into. In our sin and brokenness, we aren't always following the way of Jesus. We're not always hearing the voice of our shepherd. Quite frankly, we most certainly are listening to the voices of the empire. We're listening to the voices of empty promises from a broken world. And then we get that idea that it's dependent upon what we do that makes us right with God, contingent on having it all figured out in order to make it right with God. But Jesus does not become the center of our lives because of what we do. It's because what Jesus has done. That's why Jesus is the center. The reason we have the image of the Lamb in Revelation at the center of worship is because of what the Lamb has accomplished, not because of what you and I have accomplished. We must hear the voice of Jesus, trusting the words of Jesus as opposed to the words of this world. What are we hearing? Who are we following? And then what becomes the center of our lives? Do we hear those words? Not on what we need to do, but what God has already done for us. And how we belong to God because of what Jesus has done. The shepherd that has laid down his life for his sheep. The one who becomes a sacrificial lamb for the sake of the world. As we hear in Revelation, that lamb has become our shepherd. We hear the voice of Jesus whenever we gather here for worship around Word and Sacrament. Are we hearing that voice? That's why it's so important to reflect on the book of Revelation. For in Word and Sacrament, we hear that voice most clearly when we worship. Again, not by anything we have done, but by what God has done and is doing for us. Do you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd when it is announced that your sins are forgiven? Do you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd when the scriptures are read? Do you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd when the gospel is proclaimed? Do you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd when you come to the altar to receive the true body and blood of our Lord, given for you, shed for you, not because of what you have done, but because of what Christ has done? Because Jesus wants us to be in full communion with the living God. All of us, I think, are burdened by wanting to, or feeling to fit or hit a certain standard in order to be accepted in this world, in order to belong. I've said it over and over. Right now in confirmation, we have three young ladies, and I think young girls and women in particular have it even harder at times to try to meet a standard in order to be accepted in our society. But then when we were talking about the sacrament in confirmation class not too long ago, when they come and receive Holy Communion, it's just as I am. There isn't a standard you have to hit with God. God comes to us and loves you for all that God made you to be, not by what you do or offer to this world, but you, created in our Lord's image and likeness, you baptized through those waters of holy baptism and being a beloved child of God now and forever. You, for you, beloved child of God, it is given for you and shed for you. I love you regardless, is what Jesus says to us when we gather for that meal. I love you regardless. It is for your forgiveness and for your life. Come to this meal that is a foretaste of the feast to come. And in our hearing the voice of Jesus, we experience rest, love, and salvation. The center of our lives must be centered on the one who first loved us. It must be the voice of that one. Otherwise, another voice will take hold. And even our own voices will certainly lead us astray. The voice of the shepherd calls us into a new and diverse community and a new way of life. So it is not our status in the world. It's not about how we feel. It's not about having a right experience. It's not being completely free from doubt. We belong because of the grace, mercy, and forgiveness of God. And in awe of all of that, we are called to respond and share what we have received with the world. For God uses us as instruments. For as the body of Christ, we can also voice God's love and promises for this world, that others could hear the voice of the Good Shepherd through us and be assured of life, new life, in a loving God that will never let them go. The voice of the shepherd draws us into the worship of the Lamb. They are one and the same. We are shown by Jesus a new way of being human. And we can take comfort that our Lord's kingdom is not of this world. When we experience a worship with Jesus at the center, we then enter the world not as hostile combatants, but as sheep following the one who first loved us. And we share and unleash that love with the world. That as heaven breaks through here in our worship, right here on earth, gathered around word and sacrament, heaven is breaking through. We are filled with the voice of our good shepherd. And our Lord sends us out to offer our lives in service, filled with that voice, to care for all that God cares about, which is all of God's creation. It is moving to hear that the last couple verses in our reading from Revelation today. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them by day, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. No more hunger, no more thirst, tears wiped away. As followers of the Lamb, our good shepherd, we know that that vision will someday be a reality, right? We know that that will someday be a reality, but we also know that we can experience and do experience that right now. Right now. And so our life of ministry is to fill and feed the hungry, to quench the thirst of those who are thirsting, and to wipe away the tears of those who are weeping. We do that right now. Because Jesus is at the center of our lives and the life of the church. God's unconditional love and grace, assurance of our belonging. Psalm 23, you've heard me say this before. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. That's not just when we die. That's a life right now. When the Lord is my shepherd right now, I want nothing. I don't need anything. I have what I need. We know what will be, but in the meantime, with the Lamb at the center of our lives and in the lives of the church, we will feed and quench and wipe away those tears of all who are suffering in the world and voicing the promises of what we have heard and filled with from our loving God who abides with us now and forever. Right here, we experience heaven on earth. Let's bring heaven out there to the rest of the world by voicing the love and promises of Jesus and embodying that love in all those that we're called to serve in our world. Thanks be to God. Amen.